My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross.
And you're listening to Best Quality Vacuum. It is the duck feed show about Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and El Camino.
And this week we are continuing into the consequence verse. We're talking about Granite State, an episode that was written and directed by Peter Gould and originally aired on September the 22nd of 2013.
Yeah. And this is an episode that takes place over a longer period of time than we're accustomed to.
Yes.
Our two protagonists, our Walt and Jesse, are dealing with their individual hells.
Mm-hmm.
With this after Ozymandias.
Yes. Where Walt, we get to see what happens when somebody has disappeared. When mm-hmm. somebody goes away, where is away?
Specifically somebody with Walt's.
Yeah, with his profile. Yeah.
And then Jesse being a meth slave.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem great.
Yeah. And we talked about this at the end of the last episode, but I don't think that this was ever going to make everybody happy. Especially in comparison, because it is sitting smack dab between a climax and the finale, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the finale specifically being fairly crowd-pleasy.
Yes.
You know, the idea of Jesse being freed and the Nazis getting shot by a robot is kind of fist pumpy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as a thing. So it's like, you know, and we talk about a contingent of the audience who feel like Walt has not gotten out of hell during this. I think that contingent might have been good with this being, you know, the last episode being Walt dying in the mm-hmm. cabin.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing. We don't get that. We get something that is a much more brutal and effective climax for the show that came before, and then a little bit more crowd-pleasing and still effective and stuff. Like, you know, Felina's not trash by any means. It's a good episode. Mm-hmm. I'm at peace with the robot.
Yeah.
But something that is a little bit more pedestrian, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This episode feels more experimental to me.
Yeah. You know, and in watching this, I'm thinking, like, this is Peter Gould kind of doing his best work, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Obviously he's still going to show us, you know, we're going to get into, you know, greater detail about what's going on in Better Call Saul, right? Where he gets to, you know, do more and kind of mature. But like, when I think about a Peter Gould-ass episode, you know, that is kind of dealing with the, you know, kind of the personal desolation, let's say, I think that this kind of hits in a very strong way.
Yeah. So we get to actually see the interior of Best Quality Vacuum, mm-hmm. the store. We get to meet the disappearer at the extractor, played by the great Robert Forster.
Yeah.
Wonderful actor.
He is so perfect for this role. Like, man, late era Robert Forster is so good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Original title for this episode was Permanent Vacation.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't care for that.
No. It's a little bit too much like a Def Leppard album. You know?
Yeah. And kind of the emotional climax of this episode is this phone call between Walt and Flynn that had to be reshot because the footage fell out of the van. And as if that wasn't enough, it got ran over by a 747.
It's really great.
Yeah.
The Springfield salute to Hannibal crossing the Alps came over and crushed it. Vince Gilligan did not know how to get Walt out of hiding.
No.
Here. And Kevin Cordasco, who is a famous fan mm-hmm. on the show for reasons we'll talk about, suggested bringing Elliot and Gretchen back.
Mm-hmm.
Cordasco was somebody who had terminal cancer.
Yes.
Did not live to see the ending. They offered to tell him what the ending was.
Mm-hmm.
You might not make it before this. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
And he said, no spoilers, man.
Is it the same guy who had that opportunity and said like, hey, I wouldn't trust myself not to tell people?
I think so.
Yeah.
If not, that's a lot of guys who are having this exact thing happen. If not, we need to start an investigation into Vince. But I think so.
Yeah. Blood Money he's the 16-year-old. Blood Money was dedicated to him. Yeah.
Okay. So different guy?
Same guy.
Okay. I was going to say like, oh shit. Yeah. Same guy. Kevin Cordasco.
Yes.
Go Kevin Cordasco.
Yeah. But his response, no spoilers, man, is amazing.
Yes.
There's also some fandom said it worse here. I know we give the wiki editors the business, but this is inexcusable as trivia. Walt packs his money in an insure box to ensure his family's financial security after he dies. If that is not intentionally a joke, and if it is, that is very funny. But if it is not...
it's very funny. It's also very funny to think of the writers actually doing that.
Uh-huh.
Like, what kind of symbolic box can we do?
Yeah.
You know, for this? It could be a box of meat, and it could be because he wants to meet his family later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, to meet them as Mr. Lambert. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I got to insure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen. We're going to get to that not working out here.
Yeah.
We start off, the red van pulls up to the best quality vacuum shop. We assume that this is Walt.
Yes.
Getting out because we just saw him get in. We get to see the inside. We get to see Ed. But it's not Walt who's coming in. It's Saul.
Yeah. Saul had to pull the ripcord. You know, his road finally ran out. And Saul is really surprised to see that the vacuum repair shop is real. That, like, this is, you know, like, oh, I thought that was just a term of art.
Yeah. Albuquerque is so funny because it has so many Gus Frings and like secret vets, you know, like everybody's actually doing their main business, but has a side hustle. It's a grind set state.
It really is.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
they should have called this episode grind set state.
Got to get that green, comma, peppers.
Yeah. So Saul says, you know, finds out he's heading to Nebraska. It's going to be a couple days.
Yes.
You know, before he can go, because his face is on every billboard in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a tough case. And he says, listen, I don't like to do this, but you're going to have a roommate.
Yeah.
You know? And Saul goes, he's still here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How's he doing? And Ed goes, check on him yourself, and flips on a security camera. And it's Walt pacing back and forth, screaming at the camera. Like he's in the Nothing Else Matters video or something. It's great.
Sorry, I didn't expect a Nothing Else Matters reference.
It's very The Old Man and Nothing Else Matters video.
Yeah.
Have you seen Lars Ulrich?
No.
God, like that guy's head at any time recently?
Not recently, no. I have no reason. I have no reason to ever encounter an image of Lars Ulrich.
Somebody, they're releasing like a 16-disc version of Load.
Ugh.
Which like I it sounds like something you'd make up, but I saw a picture along with that. And it's like, God, that little goblin, it's fucking worm.
Yeah. I don't care for that at all. That sucks. So title sequence. And then we get over to Marie. You know, she's sitting shell shocked. She's riding in a car with this DEA guy. We've seen him before, but a lot of the DEA people are going to run together for me. They're in suits.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, you know, we promise you we're going to find Hank.
Yep. When they get to the house, it's been broken in and ransacked.
Yeah.
They've taken the DVD. One of the things that I do find to be a minor, like, inconsistency in the show is how uncareful the Nazis are about all of this shit.
Yeah.
I find that a little bit strange. Like, there's nobody watching this house.
Nope.
You know, with all of this shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were literally thought something might happen to Hank. And they didn't have just one person in case he turned up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guess not. We go over to the Nazi compound and Jack's gang is watching the confession tape and laughing at it.
Yeah. Is there any part of this where he's not crying?
Yeah. Cause you know, Jesse's having a hard time talking about this.
Yeah.
Kenny fast forwards through it. Eventually he's like, no, we have to see this part where he talks about Todd killing Drew Sharp.
Yeah. Can he see this? He's taking them through the best parts.
Yeah, it's really great. He's doing the best stuff. He's done the supercut. And they're not surprised, you know, Todd killed a kid.
Nope.
Jesse told feds he's a rat.
Yeah.
You know? We got to take care of the rat.
Yes. You know, Jack goes outside. He's got his gun. Everybody's following, you know, saying like, hey, you ratted out Todd. But Todd says, no. Like, we still have 600 gallons of methylamine, you know, and Jack... you know, doesn't see the value in that because they have $80 million as we won the lottery.
Very reasonable.
Yeah.
Like we have more money than we can ever spend.
Yeah.
You know, and this is millions, Uncle Jack. No matter how much you got, how do you turn your back on more?
Mm-hmm.
And Jack figures it out.
Yeah.
You know, he's sweet on Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
You smile as he hugs him. He's like, oh, okay. You know, you can take care of that. Kenny goes, oh yeah, it's about this right here. And does a little, The vagina.
Yeah, the universal symbol for vagina. Moves it down to his crotch just in case you couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. The universal symbol where it's like diamond shaped and it's huge and it's right on the front. Like it's a walk-in and it's right on the front.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Patch Adams vagina. a little vagina there. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's Beetlejuice, but same difference.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. And they're saying gross stuff about Lydia. Like, ah, oh, she's so uptight. I think her coochie would be a wood chipper or something.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it's the heart wants shit. I think Jack literally says the heart wants what it wants.
Yeah. Again, kind of reasonable.
A little bit. Like, oh, we'll play along, bud. We'll
it's
play.
It's kind of sweet.
Wingman. Yeah.
It's kind of a good uncle.
Uh-huh.
Down in the pit, Jesse looks at the photo of Brock and Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he took it off the wall in the lab. He's got a paperclip.
Yes.
So he's going to pick the lock on his shackles.
Yeah.
We cut over to Walt.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I think I had two syllables? We cut over to Walt back at a Best Quality Vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul is watching Walt plan.
Yeah.
He's on a legal pad trying to figure out what to do. He said, listen, I may need a list of hitmen,
mm-hmm.
you know, the heavy hitters
yeah.
to go after Jack, everybody west of the
Mississippi. He's like, you know, like, he's just like, yeah, you know, a guy who knows a guy, you know, we're going to learn the guy who knows a guy, left town. And also the guy that guy knew dead, sent to the yeah. police. So
yeah, this idea that when Walt runs into one of these resources, he assumes they're limitless.
Yes.
You know, yeah. like that they are not in the same situation he is.
Mm-hmm. And just the, you know, the tragedy of this, Saul knowing the game is over, and here is Walt, you know, flailing, you know, like an animal stuck in a trap that doesn't realize, hey, this is it.
Yeah. And he says, listen, I'm not a lawyer anymore, but let me give you a piece of, like, one last little piece of advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're actually worried about your family, you should stay.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise you're gonna leave them high and dry. Turn yourself in.
Yes.
The phone call was a really good idea, but if you leave, they will go after her. Everything is going to be RICO'd. They're going to lose the house. They're going to lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
And getting her the money is going to be impossible.
Yeah.
Turn yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. You're going to ride. Your head's going to be high. You're going to walk into lockup
yeah.
as the coolest criminal in the world.
Yes. You know, you will get to be Heisenberg. Everybody knows your name. You know, you get to yeah. be the Dillinger of central lockup. Right.
Yeah. You'd be like the scene with the criminals in Goodfellas where they're all making the pasta.
Yeah.
You know, like it's pretty nice.
Yeah. And Walt says, no, this changes nothing. You know, I'm still making sure that they get all of this money, you know, saying like, oh, I don't care about the realities of that, of the destitution that I am damning them to. They're going to get the full million, you know, yeah, all of it.
I'm going to get around this.
Yeah. You know, oh, and the hitman thing, like that was to go after Jack is what yes. it was. Like, it was not just the you know, 11 million that's like, you know, kicking around in a barrel. You know, he's going to get all of it. He has this,
yes.
these grand designs.
Yep. Ed comes down and tells Saul that it's time to go. And Walt goes, change of plans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's coming with me. And Saul goes, no.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm sorry. Like, fun and games is over.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm lucky, I'm not a lawyer anymore. I can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm lucky, I'm going to be managing a Cinnabon in Omaha in a month.
Yeah.
Little trivia. This was originally, the original line was a Hot Topic.
Oh.
The Breaking Bad producers, though, found out that Hot Topic sold a lot of Breaking Bad clothes.
Oh, no.
And didn't want it to be product placement. So they changed it to Cinnabon.
Okay.
If that had not happened, it's possible Better Call Saul would have had him managing a Hot Topic.
That would be very funny, him trying to fit in at that.
Yeah. It would be too comical, I would say.
I would say, yeah. No offense to the Cinnabon Corporation. There is almost nothing more toothless than it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Cinnabon is the right kind of bland.
Yes.
Hot Topic is funnier.
Yeah.
But Cinnabon is the right kind of bland.
Mm-hmm. And Walt, oh God, it's like watching somebody try it. Oh man, him trying to intimidate Saul, getting up into his face. You know, it's like, I told you, it's not over until, and he can't even get it. He just breaks yep. down coughing. He just yeah. can't do it. The ghost yeah. is gone.
And also, just as a reminder, he's dying of cancer.
Yeah.
Like, that hasn't been the plot focus for a couple episodes, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, like this is so beyond over.
Yeah.
And Saul just says, no, it's over.
Mm-hmm. And just walks away. Like, it's time for him to go. You know, Gene Takovic is waiting for his grand entrance, right?
Yeah. Yeah. God, I'm looking forward to when we're doing Better Call Saul and we start catching up. Like,
yeah.
that's like, you know, years down the road.
Uh-huh.
But when that started catching up to real time, I was so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
About that. Skylar's sitting in a DEA conference room getting read the riot act.
Yeah.
And the lawyers are talking to her, but we just have the droning tone. This is yeah. a callback to Walt hearing about the cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
You know, and very similar, they ask if she's listening
mm-hmm.
and she understands. She goes, no, I understand. I understand I'm in terrible trouble.
Yep.
you know, and they're basically saying, give us something, you know, like they do. And, but she doesn't have Walt.
No, she doesn't have anything.
She can't give them to him.
Yeah. No. Well, she doesn't know that she has something.
Yes.
But we're going to find out.
The feds are staking out her house. However, and Skyler's smoking there just indoors. Mm-hmm. She hears Holly crying and goes back and finds Todd and a bunch of masked Nazis.
Yeah.
Breaking in past the feds.
Yes.
Again, not really lack within the Nazi skill set.
Yeah.
Yeah, like not careful, and nothing we've seen has led us to believe they would be able to infiltrate a house that's being watched by the federal cops.
Not a whole bunch of, not a whole crew of Sam Fishers.
Yeah, it's pretty silly.
Yeah.
Here. Todd asks if anyone else is in the house, you know, and asks if Skyler will scream.
Mm-hmm.
Flynn's been staying at a friend's house, you know, just her.
Yeah.
And Todd says, listen, I know you have to talk to the police,
mm-hmm.
but if you say anything about Lydia, that woman who came in from the car wash, we're going to come back. Mm-hmm. And you really don't want us coming back here.
Yeah. Threatening to kill a baby in front of its mother. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So wrapping up that loose end, basically, mm-hmm. like, oh, why wouldn't, you know, Skyler can't give Lydia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Todd meets with Lydia at the usual cafe with no mic here to stop her from acting suspicious. She sits behind him. Mm-hmm. And stops Todd from joining her.
Yep. And she says, you know, listen, just kind of sending these messages to these people isn't enough.
Yeah.
You know.
And just like, hey, Skyler is still this loose end. You know, she is not used to this kind of risk, she says.
Yes. Yeah. And Todd's going, she seemed nice. I don't think she's going to be a problem, but Lydia's bloodthirsty.
Yes.
You know, Lydia says, kind of regardless, we're going to have to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he waves money in her face. He says, listen, yeah, I've got 52 pounds at 92%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the little details about the meth percentages here.
Yeah.
Jesse is capable of cooking better than that.
Yes.
This is him and not at his best.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like, that's how much he falls.
Uh-huh.
We know exactly how much being a slave impacts his meth productivity.
It's always nice. That's which gets measured, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice little detail.
Yeah.
She's impressed.
Yeah. She's just, wait, that's Heisenberg level. No, it's not, Lydia. Yeah. You know, you do not know of what you speak.
Yeah. Heisenberg would have been so mad to hear that.
Uh-huh.
You know, he says, no, we got Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Like, and this is what keeps her around.
Yeah.
The greed, like they're not going to take a break. They have 92% now. She can make more money in the Czech Republic.
It's what your guys in Europe want, right? You know, and talking about in terms of relationship, like it'll be good. It'll be like mutually good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Todd's wheeling and dealing.
Mm-hmm.
We cut over. Ed opens up our propane tanker that Walt has been traveling in.
Yeah.
What a fucking nightmare that would be.
Oh, so loud.
Yeah, really loud and cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, welcoming him as Mr. Lampert into New Hampshire.
Yes. Yeah. And they're up on this mountain in this, you know, outside this tiny, tiny cabin. And Ed is running them through all the amenities, talking about how much, you know, like, okay, the generator can probably run the, you know, the lights and the television, no reception. So maybe you get something from Quebec, but you got DVDs, including two copies of Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah. Wunderbar Emporium. this is, another, the wiki fans being irritating, trying to find meaning in that.
Oh yeah.
That movie. So like a bunch of Breaking Bad fans watched Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium trying to find symbolism in this choice.
No, it's just a funny name.
It's super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a funny DVD to have to watch twice.
Yeah. I stayed at a rental cottage late last year, and they had a DVD copy of Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. Yeah. I sent you a picture of it.
You fucking love to see it. Anytime you can see a Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium in person.
Yeah.
It's really good. This is also where I become myself and say that there's part of Walt's situation here that does sound like a mild paradise.
A little bit, yeah. I mean,
you know,
in any other situation, no, it would be, yeah. I'm conflicted about this, yeah, because
it appeals to my lighthouse.
Yes, it is the light.
Appeal a little bit.
It is the lighthouse sensibility, and I do think that Ed believes what he's saying. Like, hey, this would be, you know, a lot of people would see this as, you know, a good place to think if you had to, right?
Yeah, you know, a rare bit of advice.
Yeah,
from Ed.
But the thing about prisons is, like, yeah. anything can become a prison if you're not allowed to leave or if you can't, you know? So yeah, like,
absolutely. Like yeah. I'm not saying I want to actually be trapped in the house. Yes, I'm just saying yeah. you put me in there with a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a good time
yeah.
for a little bit. You know, the, Ed says, listen, you know, I don't usually have an ongoing relationship with clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is unusual. You need anything, you write it down. I'll make a Costco trip and basically come out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's $50,000 per month. The supply yeah. runs he's doing. No phone, no television, no internet, no way to get his way out. And Walt says, listen, I've got business.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed shuts this down.
Yeah.
You know, my business is keeping you out of custody. There's a yep. national manhunt going on.
Yeah.
You know, you're 8 miles away from town. I can't actually stop you from going there. But if you leave this place, you will get caught and I will not be coming back.
Yes.
You know, that is the end of our relationship.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, this is a nice place here. You know, rest up and think on things. You know.
Yeah. Great little bit. Walt goes inside. He opens up his money barrel and sees his hat.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. You know, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking back in town. Uh-huh. He puts the hat on, marches towards the gate, and then stops. And it's like, well, you know, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Here. You know, heads back inside, lights up the stove, and puts the hat on a mounted deer head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does not have it in him
no.
to go into town and immediately start doing his business.
Right. And, you know, the ironic hell of this, I feel kind of... you know, goofy English 101 underlining this, but Walt thinking, oh, I did all of this for my family in order to keep everything together. You know, he actually has all that he did this for. He has his money. Like he's got it here and he has no way to spend it. There's nothing that he can do.
Yep. It's just going to run out the clock
mm-hmm.
with monthly Costco trips, getting newspapers from Albuquerque and steaks.
Yes.
You know, the thing. Also, it's weird that they do that whole spinoff where the deer becomes Heisenberg.
It's kind of a Frosty the Snowman situation.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't expecting the rest of this thing to be the deer getting revenge because it was actually the hat the whole time.
Mm-hmm. That pork pie is basically the mask.
Yeah. Come on. We did Bonfireside Chat. It's the old monk.
It is the old monk. Yes. Yeah. sorry. I just thought it would be funnier to make a The Mask reference.
Yeah, stay on brand.
Yeah, have to. Yeah.
So we cut over to Jesse standing on his bucket, reaching up to get to the bars of his cell.
Yeah.
You know, trying to let himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny... Todd's coming out. Kenny calls to him, tells him not to spoil Jesse, but he's giving him some ice cream.
Yeah.
They're celebrating starting this deal again.
Yeah.
You know, Lydia.
Didn't know what you wanted, but there's some peanut butter cup and some Americone Dream.
Hell yeah. Americone Dream is good.
Yeah. And fucking, is that the one with the malted milk balls in it?
It's the one with the little bits of ice cream cone, chocolate covered ice cream. I think it's the Stephen Colbert one.
Yeah, I remember it being the Colbert one. But I love these Nazis sitting around in their clubhouse. Like this is this is the business that they have is having their ice cream party.
I know.
Watching Top Model.
I fucking hate handing it to them, but it does sound like a fun clubhouse.
Gary, you're not.
I know. I understand, but don't you want to kind of like have some ice cream and hang out in a clubhouse,
Gary?
Didn't have Nazis.
I want nothing more than to have an ice cream compound. You know this.
If they would have called themselves, if they had ice cream compound tattoos instead of Nazi tattoos,
yeah, they're the ice cream boys.
Show would be different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jerry's boys. Like, call them Jerry's boys.
Yeah, like Uncle Ben.
Uh huh.
You know.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I don't know. Just the ice cream party.
Jerry's kids. No, the other ones.
Yeah, the other kids. Yeah. They steal those.
Yeah.
They're celebrating because Todd says, hey, the last batch was 96%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's giving him a little treat.
Yeah.
Is this where he takes the thing off and he goes, I got to be better about washing you?
I forget.
That happened later. El Camino.
I think that's El Camino is what that is.
Yeah. Brutal line here. But Jesse says, hey, you know, can you leave the cover off? You know, it might get kind of cold. Yeah, but I want to see the stars.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and Todd agrees, and this is a big mistake.
Yes. For everybody involved, because Jesse manages to make his escape. He stacks, you know, his bucket on top of some blankets and precariously makes his jump up to grab the cell bars, open the latch, and get out.
Yep. He runs for the fence, but there are cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ice cream compound has no secrets.
Yeah.
So the Nazis catch him, you know, for a brief minute, you think he's going to get out and they don't,
yeah,
you know, and Jesse just says, just kill me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not cooking for you anymore. thinking that he has this, you know, bargaining chip, like he has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Kind of forgetting things. We cut to Todd walking up to Andrea's house to ring a bell. And just like my stomach fucking drops. Oh.
You know, no, Jesse Plemons should never ring the doorbell on somebody's house.
No,
he can never, ever, ever. Yeah. Just coming up, doing the dead eyed, you know, golly gee shucks kind of thing, saying like, hey, I'm a friend of Jesse's, you know, like I'm just coming here, you know, like actually he's out in the car. Do you want to come see him?
Yeah. Do you want to wave at him? Mm-hmm. Fucking horrible.
Yeah.
You know, and Jesse's in the truck. He's bound and gagged, just freaking the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Like losing his mind here. And Todd goes, you know, just so you know, this isn't personal, and shoots her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse's losing it. Mm-hmm. And Jack says, settle down. Remember, there's still the kid.
Yeah.
The Nazis can just walk out to somebody, shoot somebody on the front porch.
Yeah.
There's no crime. They're immune to crime.
Mm-hmm.
They're invisible for some reason. The whole series spent saying how hard it is to get away with things.
Uh-huh.
You know, every cool thing Mark said about how, you know, you can't leave witnesses.
Yeah.
Super hard to get away with shit. It's not. If you're a part of the Ice Cream National Socialist, you get away with everything.
I mean, not to be a parody, but like there is probably something there where like Walt keeps getting away with it, probably because he's beneath suspicion. I don't know, a bunch of these, you know, white guys going around.
Kind of. These are some shady fucking looking
guys. Yeah, they're very shady. I'm just saying that's a possible reaction to that. It's not necessarily mine.
In real life, I think that would be true. In the semiotics of the show,
yes.
We had a lot of white scumbags.
We have.
You know, did you forget poor Spooge? Like, Spooge wouldn't have gotten away with this. And these guys basically look like Spooge's Scrooge.
Yeah.
You know? So, but absolutely brutal. Like, one of the most innocent people to fucking get it.
Mm-hmm.
In the show, and this is, think about Brock, right? Like, we never see Brock.
No.
Brock's gonna fucking wake up to what?
Yeah, no, just the reverberation of that. Yeah.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah. So we get a time jump, you know?
Yep.
Walt has gone back down to the gate, you know, not to think about leaving, but to open it for Ed. You know, time has passed. You know, Walt now has a full beard. We're gonna see he's got his, you know, his hair back. And here's Ed with a supply run, not just bringing, you know, all the insured to try and put some weight on him, but a whole bundle of newspapers, and a bunch of glasses for Walt to try.
Yeah. Kind of took a shotgun approach.
Yeah.
To go, I didn't know your prescription.
No.
Walt asked for news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is Skylar still in that terrible apartment? Like, yeah, you know, she's there. She has the kids. She's working as a dispatcher,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no court date yet. The public defender is assigned her as really green.
Yeah.
You know, and Walt gives, Ed gives Walt a round of chemo here to the degree that, you know, things are going bad for Walt. I don't know enough about oncology to know that if you could just have somebody come and give you a round of chemo.
I don't know that once a month is going to do it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really how this works. It feels like something that from what I do know, it's something that is more consistently applied. I don't know if you get like a little booster.
It's like several times a week when you go. I mean, at least it was for my mom.
They're treating it a little bit like the end of Logan where he uses the mutant growth hormone. Like he just gets a little boost to get back into action.
Yeah. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. that's not how chemo works.
Yeah. I don't think so. It's fine for the, you know, not trying to cinema sins. Something I noticed after it's because I've watched this 1,000 times.
Yeah. Yeah. And also like he's got the head of hair. Like there's no actual effect of cell death, you know, new cell death that's going on with this.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, apologizes for last time saying he's watched some YouTube videos here. And Walt says, you know, here, let me do it. And he can't do it. As somebody who has started giving herself weekly injections. That is a hard hurdle to get over.
Yeah. You're shooting up.
Yeah. I mean, not finding a vein. Thankfully it's just into a muscle, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, then that's not enough.
That's still,
I give myself injections.
Sticking myself with it. I like it. It was a hurdle to get over. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Pussy. I give myself injections for medicine stuff. Just teasing.
No.
So the great emotional moment here.
Yeah.
Where Ed's wrapping up and Walt says, hey, would you stay a little bit longer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I had a really long drive. And you know, it gets $10,000 mm-hmm. for 2 hours. And Ed goes, 1 hour, and gets out some cards.
Yeah.
This whole scene is brutal. I love this.
This is the rock bottom, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Hank dying and being, you know, his reaction, obviously, but like, this is lower than low, like just the absolute patheticness, you know, that his $10,000 will only buy him 1 hour from somebody who really only incidentally cares about his well-being.
Yeah. Who doesn't care about him at all. Like cares about him because he's paying him to care him, care about him, you know? And he's musing about this as they're playing cards. He says, you know, one of these days you're going to come up here. I'll be dead. My money's going to be over there. What happens to it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ed doesn't say anything. And he says, will you give it to my family? And like one of my favorite lines in the show, Ed says, if I said yes, would you believe me? You know, like it doesn't matter, Walt.
No.
Like you can't, this isn't something you were able to control over. Like,
no.
Stop trying to have dominion over this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are on your way fucking out.
Yes. You know, and you know, would you believe me? Hey, like, would you believe that I could? Right. But also like you're gone. Like there's, you know, there's no way for you to have any effect on this.
Yeah. Of course I won't. Or maybe I will or whatever.
Yeah. You know, and, I could tell you just to make you comfortable, but you know that that's empty. Like there's so much carried in that line and in the delivery. Yes.
It's really good.
Yeah.
We cut to some time later. Walt is sleeping under, he has got his big conspiracy board of newspaper clippings on the case, and his wedding ring falls off.
Yeah.
He's lost that much weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he makes a little necklace for it, and he stares at the box of insure, and he thinks about that word.
Yeah.
Insure.
What could I do? What could I do in order
what
to?
Verb?
Yeah, yeah. Insure, for anybody who's not familiar with trying to keep some weight on an older person, insure is like a nutrition drink. It's like for somebody who can't eat in order to get calories.
Yeah. I bought a bunch of clear insure because I have a colonoscopy.
Yes.
I had to go do. So I have to drink some insure.
Mm-hmm.
It's on its way now.
Mm.
He empties out the insure and loads it up with cash.
Yeah.
You know, he's got this plan. It's not a very well thought out plan.
Oh, no, no.
You know, takes it to town. We cut over to the high school, and the principal calls in Flynn to come to her office.
Yeah, the principal back, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Still and, carrying and the that
smoldering
torch.
Sexual tension.
Yeah.
That we have. He has a phone call from his Aunt Marie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is actually a bartender who was paid off by Walt. She hands the phone to Walt. And this is also.
Oh, it's heart-wrenching. Yeah.
Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah. He's like, listen, Flynn, don't let on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't tell them it's me.
Yeah.
Listen, I did say, and he's rambling.
Yeah. Oh, he hasn't talked.
He can't get it out. Yeah. He hasn't talked, and like, he has nothing to say.
Right.
At least I have done some terrible things, but they're for good reasons. Things happened that I never intended.
He just kind of keeps repeating that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, is like, hey, did, you know, does Lewis still live at, you know, this address? I'm going to send you $10,000. Now I wanted to give you so much more.
$100,000.
Oh yeah. $100,000. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. I want to give you so much more. This is all I could do. He hates the idea of his family living in that shitty apartment.
Yes.
Right now. You know, he still wants to, on some level, provide for them. And Flynn doesn't react and then eventually lays into him.
Yeah.
You know, you want to send money? Like, this isn't about money.
No.
You know, you killed Uncle Hank.
Yeah. You think you can make this better? You think we even want anything to do with this? You know, tells him to come back, right? Says the same thing that Saul said to him at the beginning of the episode, basically.
Yeah. Walt is begging, and he just, why are you still alive? Why don't you just die already?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just hard thing to hear from your son.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, and Flynn totally in the right.
Yeah, absolutely in the right.
Yeah.
And it seems to work.
Uh-huh.
Walt makes another call. He calls the Albuquerque DA.
Yeah.
Ask for the agent in charge of the investigation and leaves the phone dangling.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's going to do. He goes to the bar, he orders a drink. He's watching the TV and the bartender's about to change it, but it's the Charlie Rose show. And they're talking to Gretchen and Elliot Schwartz.
Yeah. Name dropping New York Times columnists and stuff. Yeah.
And yeah, disgraced, Charlie Rose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you know, this is a huge company and this is part of reputation management, right? Like everybody has their number, but they're talking about like, oh, Gray Matter has started this grant to help drug addicts. You know, this is a thinly veiled way to whitewash your involvement with noted fugitive and international monster, Walter White.
Yeah, super meth Walt White.
Yeah.
And Elliot, they're trying to downplay it.
Yeah.
You know, listen, he actually had so little to do with the founding of the company. Nothing to do with its growth. He basically just contributed the name,
mm-hmm.
You know? So this is one piece of Walt's revenge thing. He gets that.
Yeah.
And then Charlie brings up that the blue meth is still out there.
Yeah.
In Europe. This is the other bit.
Yeah.
That's going to motivate him. Gretchen says, you know, listen, he's gone. Mm-hmm. Whatever he became, the sweet, kind, brilliant man he once was is gone.
Yeah.
And this is the wrong thing to say.
Uh-huh.
You know, this disrespect, and on two levels, one being his original disrespect, mm-hmm. the second being his new thing, like his original strides in science mm-hmm. being minimized and people still making his signature product.
Yes.
Like, I'm gone and this is still fucking happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was my thing. I was the best at something.
Yeah.
You know, I was classic Coke. Mm-hmm. They're still fucking making classic Coke.
Yeah.
Cannot be.
There's probably somebody saying, oh, he also knows that if the blue meth is still out there, then it's Jesse. There's somebody yeah. saying like, oh, and he wants to stop Jesse from doing this. Or, you know, maybe like, oh, he wants to go save Jesse or something. I don't think that enters into it.
I can imagine him maybe figuring out that Jesse was still around.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to save Jesse.
No.
When he finds out Jesse's a meth slave, he's surprised.
Yes.
By it, I think. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like,
this is enough all at once. And mm-hmm. he decides to fight, and the full theme music to the show kicks in.
Yeah.
We hear the whole song.
Pretty good moment. Like, goosebumps yeah. hearing the
good trick.
The full composition. Like, they say they kept their powder dry for that for a very long time.
Yeah. I was going to say, you get to do it once.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they do it once.
Yeah.
The cops pull up to the bar, but Walt is gone.
Uh-huh.
He has already went and bought another truck from another Navajo man.
I think he steals
it. He's heading back, baby.
Yeah. No, he hotwires it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we actually do find out. I was just joking about how he gets around town. his Grand Theft Autoing around town, but paying them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grand Theft Purchase 3.
Grand Theft Commerce.
And that's the episode.
Yeah, that is Granite State, you know, kind of showing us this like little bit of purgatory and the hooks that are there. I honestly genuinely did not expect Gretchen and Elliot to factor in. And, you know, as much of a piece of shit as Walt is, it is fun next episode to see them get their, you know, to see them get it, got.
It's fun to see everybody get their shit.
Yeah.
Like, next episode is, again, I've come to peace with the robot. It is very satisfying to see the Nazis and Lydia mm-hmm. and Todd and Gretchen and Elliot, everyone get theirs and say goodbye to Badger and Skinny Pete.
Yep.
It is a little crowd-pleasy in a way that I understand people who want a show of this elevation to be more subversive.
Yes.
I also don't give a shit, though, because it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Executed really well, and it's really fun.
And also, like, okay, it's great, but also they earned it, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. You know? And this episode, I think, when I'm thinking of episodes that are time jump kind of downtime mm-hmm. episodes, like, this is one of the best. In terms of being full, like expressing that a long time has gone through and just hitting the key moments
mm-hmm.
and still being full of incident.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing about this that, like, if you have an episode where it's, you know, several months pass in a thing, a lot of times those can feel uneventful.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't have that level of zoom. This doesn't feel like that to me. I think this remains really entertaining the entire time.
Yeah. And I mean, amazing work, you know, on Aaron Paul's part, but also on Bryan Cranston, especially Cranston, to show the effects of this time, both of them in this isolation that is impossible to remain human in. Right.
Yep. Yeah. And again, also parallels to both Saul, Better Call mm-hmm. Saul, and then also Kim Wexler's special hell.
Yeah.
That she goes into, the jail she goes to in Florida as a thing. Like, the series is good at showing people in these kind of purgatorial punishment states.
Yes.
You know, of their own making. Like, good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good shit.
Good shit. Yeah. Well, if people like this show, we'll be back next week in 2 weeks with the finale. Mm-hmm. If you like the show, you can go to patreon.com/tuckfeedtv, kick us a few bucks a month, and, get a whole bunch of bonus content and, you know, help us do things like we've got the art in for the next season of Best Quality Vacuum. We've got it.
Yeah. Looks great. If you join us on Patreon, you get a bunch of bonus shows, including Real Itch Hours, which is mm-hmm. coming back.
Yeah.
Back by the time you're hearing this
mm-hmm.
As a thing. Also with new art and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is real cool. We like being able to employ artists.
Yeah.
And pay Gwen for our music compositions. Gwen, who did the art producer, who also did the theme music for this show,
mm-hmm.
And for Real Itch Hours.
Yeah. Excellent work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, leave ratings or reviews and, join us in thanking Gwen.
Yes. Until next time, ensure
mm-hmm.
that your family gets your money by using a box of fidget spinners.
Boxes, an acceptable form of conveyance.
I would like it if the disappearer just brought Walt a big box of fidget spinners each month.
It's all the rage. These things are going to be huge, Walt. You don't understand.
Here you go, Walt. It seemed, felt like you probably had some time on your hands, so I thought you might want to use this.
I brought you a ball. You can bounce it.
Yeah.